Having circled the bow and come back down the port side, Delta One now stood in the hydro lab from which he had seen Rachel emerge as the chopper had flown in. A computer in the lab displayed an unsettling image, a polychromatic rendering of the pulsating, deep-water vortex that was apparently hovering over the ocean floor somewhere beneath the Goya. Another reason to get the hell out of here, he thought, moving now toward his target. The fax machine was on a counter on the far side of the wall. The tray was filled with a stack of papers exactly as Pickering had guessed it would be. Delta One picked up the stack. A note from Rachel was on top. Only two lines. He read it. To the point, he thought. As he flipped through the pages, he was both amazed and dismayed by the extent to which Tolland and Rachel had uncovered the meteorite deception. Whoever saw these printouts would have no doubt what they meant. Fortunately, Delta One would not even need to hit redial to find out where the printouts had gone. The last fax number was still displayed in the LCD window, a Washington, D.C. prefix. He carefully copied the fax number down, grabbed all the papers, and exited the lab. Tolland's hands felt sweaty on the machine gun as he gripped it, aiming the muzzle at William Pickering's chest. The NRO director was still pressuring Rachel to tell him where the data had been sent, and Tolland was starting to get the uneasy feeling that Pickering was simply trying to buy time. For what? The White House and NASA are innocent, Pickering repeated. Work with me. Don't let my mistakes destroy what little credibility NASA has left. NASA will look guilty if this gets out. You and I can come to an arrangement. The country needs this meteorite. Tell me where you faxed the data before it's too late. So you can kill someone else? Rachel said. You make me sick. Tolland was amazed with Rachel's fortitude. She despised her father, but she clearly had no intention of putting the senator in any danger whatsoever. Unfortunately, Rachel's plan to fax her father for help had backfired. Even if the senator came into his office, saw the fax, and called the president with news of the meteorite fraud and told him to call off the attack, nobody at the White House would have any idea what Sexton was talking about, or even where they were. I will only say this one more time, Pickering said, fixing Rachel with a menacing glare. The situation is far too complex for you to fully understand. You've made an enormous mistake by sending that data off this ship. You've put your country at risk. William Pickering was indeed buying time, Tolland now realized, and the reason was striding calmly toward them up the starboard side of the boat. Tolland felt a flash of fear when he saw the soldiers sauntering toward them, carrying a stack of papers and a machine gun. Tolland reacted with a decisiveness that shocked even himself. Gripping the machine gun, he wheeled, aimed at the soldier, and pulled the trigger. The gun made an innocuous click. "I found the fax number," the soldier said, handing Pickering a slip of paper. "And Mr. Tolland is out of ammunition."